Welcome aboard, folks. It's Labor Day, September 3rd, according to my calendar. I hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. It was a beautiful weekend here in the crime capital of the world, Washington, D.C. And now, here we are, starting out another week right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Mike Piper coming to you, as I say, from Washington. Well, folks, don't have much to talk about here tonight, so the phone lines are going to be open, and if you want to call in, please feel free to do so. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I do want you to get your pen and paper handy, because I'm going to pass on some information to you about an interesting new DVD video presentation from one of the best video producers around, Mark Farrell. It's an all-new video. I actually haven't seen it yet, but I've seen Mark Farrell's other videos, so I'm confident that this is going to be a good one, too, and I think it's something that will be of interest to a lot of our listeners. So get your pen and paper handy, and when I come back from the first break, we'll give you this information. I do have to say, folks, I hate to spend money and put the money in the pockets of criminals like Abraham H. Foxman, but I did pick up a copy of his new book. It's entitled The Deadliest Lies, The Israel Lobby and the Myth of Jewish Control. It's a rather slender volume, folks. In reality, it's 256 pages. But there's a lot of spacing between the lines. They wanted to make it look a lot bigger than it really is. I'll talk about Mr. Foxman's book when we come back. Kind of funny reading. His books are actually pretty funny. They're meant to be deadly serious, but because he's such a carper and a complainer and such a liar, that whole combination of things comes together for some real humor. And speaking of humor, if you really want to get a good laugh, you'll definitely want to check out Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt's website. Now they're suggesting that Christopher Boleyn's son has been murdered and that they're using the pressure of whoever's supposedly holding Christopher and his family captive, they're forcing Christopher to do their bidding. They've murdered Christopher's son, or at least that's the speculation on the part of Daryl Bradford Smith and Eric Huffschmidt. But then again, if you listen to Daryl's broadcast, he was crying and moaning the other day about the fact that Christopher won't talk to him anymore. You know, we do have Eric and Daryl to thank for a lot of laughs these days, folks, because, you know, it is a very serious day and age we're living in, and there's not much to laugh about. Mark Glenn and I were talking about that just this afternoon. You know, it's kind of a, it can be very kind of, it can be depressing if you allow yourself to get depressed by what's going on in the world today. So that's why we do need to laugh every once in a while. And we also, at the same time, have to recognize that we are in a deadly serious business here, talking about the important issues that we do discuss. In any case, as I say, folks, we're going to a break here momentarily. When I come back, I'm going to give you the information about how you can order Mark Farrell's new video. Stay tuned, folks. We're going to that commercial here momentarily. And then, pretty shortly, we'll start taking your phone calls if you want to call in. The number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here. Michael Collins Piper with you here in Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. To remind you, those of you who are subscribers to American Free Press, and I wish all the listeners were, but for those of you who are subscribers, be reminded that this week is a vacation week for the editorial staff of American Free Press, and consequently there will be no issue of American Free Press go to press on Thursday as per norm. So you're going to have to wait a whole week to get another American Free Press, but I know it's going to be a good one. Well, Mark Farrell has been a guest on this show. He is a video producer out of Cincinnati, Ohio. He's done some fantastic videos, which I have seen. I've seen virtually all of his videos. I've recommended them because they are good. They are the production values are terrific. The information, they are jam-packed with information and quotes and data, all sorts of very interesting things. And they're the kind of videos, I always have to emphasize this, they're the kind of videos that you can sit down with a friend who is not well-versed in, political talk, so to speak. And you're not embarrassed to show these videos to people. I know there's certain videos that are produced by certain big-name people. You know, I tell you what, sometimes those videos, I'm embarrassed to show them to anybody who is not tuned into politics as you and I are, folks. You, the listeners, and me, the host here. But Needless to say, Mark Farrell's videos are very, very well done. He is out of Cincinnati, Ohio. I'm going to give you his P.O. box in Cincinnati. But let me tell you about his new video, which is $22 each. The title, very interesting title. I like the title. When the Darkness Falls, the Racially Divided States of America. I'm reading to you from the back of video. It says, for several decades now, an unprecedented attack on white culture has been occurring. Changing America's civilization is something that has differed markedly from what was envisioned by its founding fathers. But what exactly did America's forefathers believe, and how does America's current multicultural experiment differ from America's founding principles? In this video, you will go on a politically incorrect journey through time, learning the whole truth of what America's former leaders believed. From George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, to Harry Truman, you will discover the lessons we have been taught in today's history books are far from the truth. More importantly, you will see what occurred to other civilizations in more recent times that embraced the multicultural experiment that is being praised throughout the land, and how it ultimately caused the end of civilization as we know it in other countries. Well, like I said, folks, I haven't seen this video yet, but if Mark Farrell has remained consistent, as I'm sure he has, in his production values and the quality of the material, I'm confident that he's tackled this subject in a way that will be most satisfying to those of you who are interested in getting a copy of this video. It's in DVD format, I should mention. It's $22 each. And, you know, Mark Farrell has a website at honestmediatoday.com. They had knocked him out of the box there for a while, but he's up and running, I guess, again. So you can check it out at honestmediatoday.com. Or you can write Mark Farrell directly, and his last name is spelled F-A-R-R-E-L-L, Mark Farrell, P.O. Box 141-243, P.O. Box 141-243, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. That's P.O. Box 141-243, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45250. The title of this DVD is When the Darkness Falls, The Racially Divided States of America. If you drop Mr. Farrell a note, I'm sure he will know what you were referring to. Just tell him you're interested in his new video on darkness, The Racially Divided States of America. Looking forward to watching it because, as I say, Mark does a good job. So, as I say, knowing that, I don't hesitate to endorse the video before I've even seen it. Now, I cannot endorse Abe Foxman's book, The Deadliest Lies. This book is a laugh. It's actually quite boring, folks. Abe Foxman is pretty boring, actually, when it comes right down to it. But there are a few things in the book I did want to comment on, things that just kind of jumped out at me. His book is ostensibly a reply to the book The Israel Lobby by Professors Mearsheimer and Walsh. Kind of funny. In criticizing Mearsheimer and Walsh's original paper, upon which their current book is based, it's funny, Abe Foxman cites three people who have criticized the Mearsheimer-Walt paper and their subsequent book, of course. He calls them people with expertise in the history of the Middle East and the details of American foreign policy: Elliot Cohen, Dennis Ross, and Martin Indyke. Well, all three of the gentlemen, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but all three of these gentlemen happen to be Jewish, happen to be strong supporters of Israel. And Martin Indyke, of course, had actually been a propagandist for the Israeli government before he came to the United States and was named to a high policy post in the Clinton administration and then later made U.S. ambassador to Israel. an Australian-born Jew who worked for the government of Israel, is later named U.S. ambassador to Israel. Conflict of interest there, folks. But anyway, Abe Foxman cites these three sources as persons who have the expertise to critique Mearsheimer and Wolf. I kind of think maybe those guys are a little biased. I could be wrong about that. Here's something interesting that just jumped out at me. Foxman in his book is attacking Jimmy Carter for having used, he's just attacking Jimmy Carter in general and calling him an anti-Semite, of course, but saying that he's not calling him an anti-Semite. And of course, he was angry at Jimmy Carter for using the term apartheid in his book, which is critical of Israel. And it's funny because in the book itself, Foxman refers to the abhorrent apartheid government in South Africa. The abhorrent apartheid government in South Africa. You know what's really interesting about that, folks? Back in 1992 and 1993, when the San Francisco Police Department were investigating the operations of the Anti-Defamation League, and specifically their top spy, Roy Bullock, one of the things that was discovered was that Bullock was not only spying for the ADL, but he was also providing material to that so-called abhorrent apartheid government in South Africa. Isn't that interesting, folks? Isn't that interesting? That goes to show you the kind of chutzpah that Abe Foxman has, when in fact his ADL was in fact collaborating with that so-called abhorrent apartheid government in South Africa. That's something that the ADL has really tried to keep under wraps because, you know, they masquerade as this civil rights organization, et cetera, et cetera. And here they were collaborating with the South Africans. It's funny, Roy Bullock was even spying on critics of the South African government. Isn't that interesting? So much for the ADL and civil rights, folks. Interesting point, I think. I'll tell you where poor old Foxman, though, in his book, has really got himself caught in a zipper. Now, this is interesting. Foxman is trying to prove in the book that the Israelis really didn't want the United States to go to war against Iran, against Iraq. Now, we know that's a lie. Just another lie out of Abe Foxman. But in his book, he says that Israel regards Iran as the primary threat. Now, how does the U.S. decision, he says, to invade Iraq instead square with the notion of Israeli control of U.S. foreign policy? In other words, what Foxman is saying was, if the Israeli lobby does have such big power here in America, why then did the U.S. government go to war against Iraq rather than Iran? Well, you know, this is very, very Talmudic and very, very devious of Mr. Foxman. Any of you who have read my book, The High Priests of War, or are familiar with the topic in general, know full well, as I pointed out, that there was an ongoing and long-standing debate within the Israeli lobby itself, within the pro-Israel power circles, whether they wanted to target Iran or Iraq first. And there was a great deal of written discussion about this in various essays and items published in the Journal of the Council on Foreign Relations. In fact, it was a speech by Martin Indyk I mentioned earlier, who when he first came to the United States, got up and talked about the need for rollback of the rogue states. And the rogue states included Iraq and Iran. Newt Gingrich got up and gave a speech on the topic. I mean, it was on and on and on. So, in other words, Foxman wants us to ignore all this, folks. That's the kind of deceptive liar this creepy crawler is. Well, I hear the music, folks. We are going to the break. When we come back, go to the phone.
Are Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I am going to go to the phones in a minute or two here, maybe 3 minutes, maybe 4 minutes, but I am going to go to the phones. But just wanted to comment a little bit further about Abe Foxman's silly new book, The Deadliest Lies. The book is pretty deadly boring, folks. But listen to this. This is hilarious. This just goes to show you the kind of crap that comes out of Abe Foxman. He mentions in passing, he's talking about a representative of the Polish government. And then he says, this is how he describes Poland. You know, he can't just describe Poland as Poland. He says, Poland is, quote, a country whose international standing has been tarnished by the willing participation of some of its citizens in the Nazi-led Holocaust. Folks, I don't know of anyone anywhere around the world, when they think of Poland, who says, oh, I think that country has been tarnished by the willing participation. Its standing has been tarnished by the willing participation of some of its citizens in the Nazi-led Holocaust. I mean, seriously, do you think that people in Indonesia or people in Ireland or in Iceland, do you think when they hear the name Poland, they say, oh, those Poles, those nasty Poles helped those evil Germans? See, this is the kind of mindset that we're dealing with here, folks, a very, very twisted mindset. isn't it? I just find it funny. Now, here's another lie out of Abe Foxman. He says that this is the approach the ADL generally favors, that when there's a controversial speaker, they prefer to ensure that a balancing voice will appear on the program. In other words, if there's a critic of Israel, they want a supporter of Israel to appear on the program. He says this is the approach we at ADL generally favor. In the American tradition, we hold that the best remedy for bad speech is not censorship, but more speech, free and open discussion that includes all points of view. We have faith that in the long run, if not in the short term, the truth will win out, provided all sides have an equal chance to compete. That's a lie. Abe Foxman is a hellish liar, folks. He's a horrible, horrible liar, folks. That isn't the approach that the ADL ever takes. The ADL arranges a bombardment of telephone calls, threatening letters, people making all sorts of threats by telephone, by email, by mail, to anyone who dares to sponsor a controversial speaker. I experienced it myself, folks. You've heard about it before in this show. You've read about it in my book, Final Judgment, those of you who have read the book. I was scheduled to speak on a college campus in California, and they got 400 phone calls at that college. 400 phone calls over a period of a day or two saying that I shouldn't be allowed to speak there. This was stimulated by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. They didn't ask to send a representative up to debate me. No, folks. Abe Foxman is lying right here in black and white in his book. Folks, he is a liar. He is a criminal. Abe Foxman is a criminal. He is part of a network of criminals and traitors, people who have brought America to shame in the view of the world because the United States is perceived as a pawn of the Jewish lobby, of which the ADL is an integral part, and a pawn of Israel. So Abe Foxman is a traitor to America. His loyalty is not to America. And I really hope someday, folks, I do hope someday, I don't know how it's going to happen, but we have an honest government that assumes power in this country and that there will be major retribution for the war criminals. And Abe Foxman will be one of them. I am confident that if he were tried by a war crimes tribunal, he would be convicted. And upon his conviction for treason and for war crimes, treason is punishable by death. I would like to see Abe Foxman sentenced to death. I would like to see Abe Foxman sent to the gas chamber, or as they often like to say it, the gas ovens. I would like to see Abe Foxman sent to the gas chamber. And you know, folks, although I'm not a violent person, I have to say that I would really be eager to volunteer to lead this little toad in to the gas chamber and close the door on him, even pull the switch. I know some of you out there are saying, oh, he shouldn't talk that way. That's mean. That's unbecoming. Well, folks, I think it's pretty unbecoming for these war criminals to get my country into war and for all these young Americans to be sent overseas to have their arms and legs shot off in wars for Israel that are caused by men such as Abe Foxman, this lying toad. And I hate to call him a toad, ladies and gentlemen, because frogs and toads can be kind of cute. And there's nothing cute about Abe Foxman. No, Abe Foxman, I guess the easiest thing to describe him, the most simple term to describe him, is a parasite. He's a hookworm. And we know what we need to do with hookworms like Abe Foxman. All right. Well, we are going to our half-hour break here, and then when we come back, I am going to go to the phones. Myself, Mike Piper, Michael Collins Piper, coming to you from Washington, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Just to remind you very briefly, I will be reminding you every night that I'm on the air that from October 12th through the 14th, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there will be the No More Wars for Israel conference in Southern California. Check out the website address for further information, nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. nomorewarsforisrael.blogspot.com. Talking to Mark Glenn, I'm advised that that website has been getting thousands of hits, so there are people from literally all over the world checking it out. And don't worry, folks, neither Daryl Bradford Smith nor Eric Hufschmidt have been invited. I've heard them complain that they never get invited anywhere. Well, they didn't get invited to this. But there are lots of very interesting speakers going to be there. I intend to be there. Mark Glenn intends to be there. Lots of big names, people you know will be there. And I hope you will be there. Okay, well, I've got some good news here, folks. Paul Tepeti promised to call in and let us know what happened at the big rally in Harrisburg over the weekend this past Saturday. So, Paul, I'm glad to say, welcome aboard. What's going on, Paul?
Appreciating that today, Monday, is Labor Day, so we had the extra day to just actually enjoy one of the days of the weekend. The rally was, you know, a success. It was a lot of good speakers. Joey Vento from Gino's Cheesesteaks was probably the best.
Hey, Paul, could you do me a favor? I can't hear you very well. Could you speak up a little bit? I don't know if the listeners can hear you either. So your voice is kind of distant there.
Okay. Yeah. Better. Is that better?
A little bit better. I guess I just talk so loud myself that I'm not accustomed to hearing anybody talk less than I can talk. But anyway, so no, how many people would you say showed up for the rally, Paul?
Throughout the day, about 300.
Okay.
Most of the people stayed to the sides underneath the shade because the sun was beautiful but blistering hot. Let's see. There was a few of the OPP fools, you know, holding their little ACLU signs, and, you know, Darnell was there. Everybody was waving at each other. The best part was Dennis ended up interviewing this dude, Darrell Lamont Jenkins.
Was there any kind of local media coverage up there that you're aware of?
Yeah, I saw the little article in what was it, the Harrisburg Patriot News?
The Harrisburg Patriot, yeah. Was it a critical article?
Well, this is what they did. Somebody that, you know, we have some doubts and hesitations about, they you know, kind of put him in like a neutral light.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Vento, who was very passionate, very, you know, American-like, you know, they kind of like, you know, left his comments to be less than desirable. And then the last half was all the leftist, you know, opposition groups over there. They basically gave almost as much or probably more of the article, and it wasn't really that big. But the police presence there was outstanding. Early in the morning, you see the state police pull up with, you know, the horse vans, and now pop eight state police with, you know, the horses and riders, and it's like, wow, I didn't know we merited this much, you know. We're a peaceful group, you know. And I did get to speak at the end. I will, you know, we'll probably pop that up on YouTube somewhere. But the best part was Dennis, the bass player, interviewing Darrell Lamont Jenkins.
Wait, I'm sorry. Say that again, Paul.
A bass player, Dennis.
Yeah.
Actually interviewed Darrell Lamont.
Oh, really? That's the guy from the...
Yeah. You know. He did two things, man. One, he confirmed that the ADL has been after our case for many, many years.
That's interesting. Okay.
Thank you. And number two, he says, Poker Face music rocks! So, trust me, that in some form or another, that's going to make it up on the website. And, you know, pretty interesting day all around.
Well, you know, the good thing about it, Paul, is the fact that you were able to get, you know, that many people showed up. That goes to show you, you know, that there is concern out there among people, that people, when they're given the opportunity to stand together
right.
and make their voices heard, they will do it. And obviously this immigration situation is not going to go away. It's only going to get worse. And more and more politicians are going to be acting just like Mayor, what's his name, Barletta, up there
in Hazleton,
standing up and speaking out on behalf of their local community. So it's good, you know what I mean? It's a good thing. Are there more events of this type being planned?
Yeah, there's going to be one north of Pittsburgh. In Daryl Metcalf's area. He was the one state legislator that came by and opened up the rally. He's, you know, one of the more forward-thinking one of the state reps to actually try to do something about the illegal immigration. Where Barlett is doing it at the town level, he's trying to do it at the state level. Since Jorge isn't doing anything at the federal level.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, so, you know, see, that's it. You know, as much as I carp and complain about politicians, there are actually a few good ones out there.
Well, look, you have to dig deep. I mean, to find one Ron Paul out of 400 and what, 35?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the other good one, the James Traficant, he put in jail.
Well, he's in. That's exactly right. He's in jail. That's how that works. That's
because he helped the taxpayer with the 1998 Taxpayer Bill of Rights. So you know, you mess with the man's money, guess what? You either end up dead like Kennedy and Lincoln, or you get to go to jail.
Okay, Paul, I'm losing you.
Okay, I'm sorry, brother.
This connection. I don't know if I'm just not getting a good connection, or I don't know if the audience can hear you either. What was the last thing you just said?
Oh, just that James Tropicon was being punished because he messed with the man's money. You know, you either wind up dead like Kennedy and Lincoln or go to jail.
Shouldn't laugh, yeah.
But, you know, I tried to propose to Ron Paul, like, you know, you could totally destroy the two-system party by joining up with James Tropicon, who's a Democrat and respected by those who love the truth and freedom, and you as a Republican, so Democrats could vote for the Democratic vice presidential candidate and Republicans could vote for the president.
Kind of like, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting you mention him in the context of trafficking because Ron Paul was one of the few members of Congress who actually extended himself in any bit of a way on behalf of Jim Trafficant during that whole time when Congress was considering expelling Trafficant. He didn't go as far as he could have, or perhaps even as far as he should have, but the fact that he did speak out and lend some support to Trafficant says a lot about the integrity of Ron Paul, because that was not a very popular position to take at the time.
Oh, no,
so,
you
know, I just continue to be impressed by Ron Paul in so many ways.
So are we, and we've been following him for 20 years, so he's been a consistent American lover.
Yeah, we need, if we had maybe 50 more people like Ron Paul in Congress, we'd be in a heck of a lot better shape than we are now, but as it is, we don't, so I guess we're stuck with it. Well, listen, Paul, I appreciate you calling in, as you said you would do, and any other time there's any of these events that you think we should know about, please give us a call and let me know. The phone is always open to you here, Paul.
Well, brother, here's the event in New York that if there's anybody in the tri-state area, we're going to be playing at the New World Stage in Manhattan, 3 p.m. on Monday the 10th.
Monday the 10th at 3 p.m.?
Yes.
And where is that again?
It's in downtown Center City, Manhattan, and it's called New World Stage.
New World Stage in downtown Manhattan.
Check that name out.
What's that?
Check that name out, New World Stage. I mean, it's funny. Here's the Truth Group, and we're playing at an event.
We got a New World Stage, all right.
You got it. The irony always kills me. Michael, thank you for all your
All right, yeah,
everything.
Listen, good luck to you, Paul. Have fun.
Okay, take care, sir.
All right, thanks for everything, Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, that's Paul Tepeti of the band Poker Face. Good musician, folks. If you've never heard his music, check it out. Go to PokerFace.com. And I think PokerFace.net as well. But in any case, it's PokerFace, just like it sounds. PokerFace. Paul's a nice fellow to boot. All right, well, we do have a couple callers here who've been waiting patiently, and one of them is none other than our own, and I'd like to think he is our own, Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing tonight, Jim?
Listen, Poker Face playing in Manhattan is like me being the guest speaker at the Knesset. It ain't going to happen. He's going to get about the same applause that I would get.
Well, actually, there are human beings who do live in Manhattan, Jim.
Well, to call them minuscule would be called an overstatement, Mike.
You know, I do have to say, though, it's kind of funny. When I was last in New York City, which was actually just a year ago, just about a year ago at this time,
and you were widely acclaimed, so to speak.
Well,
it was
I'll
in all
you,
the newspapers.
I felt like I was in a foreign country when I was in New York City. And what made me feel, it was a very, very strange feeling because, you know, over the past several years, I have been in some pretty big foreign cities. I've been in Tokyo. I've been in Kuala Lumpur. I've been in Tehran. I've been in Moscow. And you know what? I tell you, I felt more out of place in New York City than I felt in any of those foreign countries. There's a tone in New York City. There's an undercurrent. There's something there in that city that is very alien.
Mike, the only one I could think of that would be more underwhelmed than you were in New York would be Admiral Yamamoto addressing a joint session of Congress on December the 8th, 1941. Hello.
That's an interesting analogy.
And it's right on the mark. That's
Jim,
the sad part.
Jim, are you going to try to...
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I wanted to ask you a question, Jim. Are you going to try to make it to the No More Wars for Israel?
I absolutely am going to try and make it, assuming I'm still alive. I'm an old geezer. I live day by day, so I don't...
I know how you feel.
But no, you don't, because you're a young whippersnapper compared to me.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, but I definitely intend to try and make it, and I've already worked on some of the aspects of it. I've talked to Mark on it, so I definitely intend, because I need to meet you fellows, and you know, to as the old nautical saying goes, to discern the square of your jib, or some kind of stupid nautical saying like that, or hang you over the yardarm. I don't know which it is.
Walk the plank.
Yeah, walk the plank, keel haul, whatever the
well,
terminology
you know what?
Might be.
Jim, I tell you what, I have a feeling now we're probably going to, we probably added about 10 or 20 more people to attend to the conference because they're going to want to meet you. You're a celebrity, Jim.
They're going to be totally disappointed, I suspect. But I don't really care because I just say what I think, and I think what I say, and I don't really care. That's how I get by with what I do. And I thank you for the forum to allow me to state my stupidity, so to speak. But to get back to Abraham Foxman. Okay, I can't understand how any thinking individual in the United States could ever look at this fellow and ever believe any word he ever says on any subject whatsoever. Just to look at him is to say he's a carnival barker, so to speak, you know. Step right up to the three-card money booth, you know. Come in and see the bearded lady. That's exactly what he is. That's what he looks like. That's what he talks like.
That's a very, you know, that Jim, you know, you're absolutely right. And having met him, of course, in person, of course, he denied to me that he was Abe Foxman because he was scared. He didn't know who I was. He's a man who has to be in absolute control. That description of him is absolutely right. He is like a carnival barker, and he's a snake oil salesman. Well, actually, you know, snake oil is generally harmless. No, he's selling poison is what he's doing, and that's kind of funny because that's exactly what he talks about in his book. He says everybody else is selling old poison in a new bottle. Well, Abe Foxman's selling the same old poison that he's put in the same old bottle for years, and, you know, frankly, I don't think most people really take Abe Foxman, seriously. There's a lot of people who are afraid of Abe Foxman,
hey,
but I don't think they believe what he says.
There's 435 members of Congress that take everything he says seriously. I
well,
don't care
no,
how
what,
inane it is.
No, what I mean, Jim, though, is that they know better, but they are frightened by him. It's not that they, you know, it's not that they really believe everything that Abe Foxman says. It's just they do what he tells them to do.
Mike, I've never been frightened by buffoons. This man is a buffoon. As his predecessor was a buffoon, I don't remember his name, but it doesn't make any difference. They're all buffoons. I've never been frightened by buffoons. No more than what's his name, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Bernanke, and his predecessor, who's married to, what's her name on ABC?
Andrea Mitchell, yeah.
Andrea Mitchell, the old Jew, I won't say the terminology that ought to go with it, but people give people credit where no credit is due, and that's the part that makes me so mad.
What I think it is important to remember, though, that a lot of times the ADL and groups like it, they rely on a lot of bluff. That's one of the things, you know, they do have a lot of power, but what they do is they get people scared of the consequences of what will happen or what they think will happen if they cross the ADL.
What would happen if Mr. Foxman would go before a meeting of, say, 10,000 goyim, and he's there giving a speech, and they all laughed at him and pointed at him? What would happen? You know what would happen? That's what should happen. But, you know, what would happen is this man would be completely disgraced, and all his cohorts and all of the Bronfmans and the what do you call it, the Rothschilds and all of them, they should be laughed at. They should be ridiculed.
Well, this is the thing. This is what they try to do that. That's one of the approaches they use. If they try to they hold people up to ridicule, but they also will slander them at the same time. And you know, it's funny because they can never get it straight in their minds whether the people they're going after, whether they are demons or clowns. They can never make up their minds because, you know, they try to suggest that people don't listen to critics of Israel, that they don't pay attention to them, they're not serious, just like they're saying now about Mearsheimer and Walt. And, you know, it's funny because as long as these guys were promoting Israel, they were fine and dandy. When they turned on Israel, suddenly they were no longer respected academics. Ain't it awful? Isn't it funny? All right, Jim, thanks for your call. We're going to the final break, and we'll squeeze in Steve from Chicago, who's been waiting patiently. We'll bring up Steve from Chicago when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We are wrapping up the hour. Okay, we have Steve from Chicago. Steve, you've been very patient. Come on aboard.
How you doing, Michael?
How you doing tonight?
Okay. I was looking at an article on Spiegel Online. It was called Attack of the Killer Robots. And it says there, I'm going to get a little excerpt here. According to the internal U.S. Army memo, they have a future combat system. Under this program, robots will replace one-third of armored vehicles and weapons by 2015. I thought we were supposed to be withdrawn from Iraq by 2015. But the next paragraph pertains to Jim in Texas. I'm worried about him. It says, automated warfare is also making inroads in Israel, where the military deploys robots along the country's 60-kilometer, 37-mile border with the Gaza Strip. The stationary C-shoot system, developed by Rafael, an Israeli weapons manufacturer, includes machine guns and cameras and has a range of 1,500 meters or 4,921 feet. So if late at night, if Jim in Texas hears some kind of small mechanical track-like vehicle approaching his house and then a mechanical knock on the door, look out because they chop him in two with machine guns.
I don't mean to laugh, but you know, you know, it's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, the Israelis, they just, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, the holy land, the peaceful people and everything, but they're the ones who come up with the damnedest, wildest, most, you know.
Devious.
It's just so, it's like something from outer space.
Yeah.
And of course, we can't forget that much of Israel's national wealth comes from its arms sales.
Yes, sir.
This is the Holy Land, Steve.
No. Yeah, and you know something? They refined war profiteering to the highest degree.
When
you
exactly.
Think that, yeah, they're still profiteering off of World War II.
Yeah.
Here's all this restitution, you know. And they always play, you know, they know the rackets, they play the injured innocent, and then, you know, they call it now the La Kosher Nostra.
The Kosher Nostra, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And these guys, it's an old game to them. During the 30s, what they would do is they'd overinsure their businesses, their failing businesses, then break the windows and burn them and you know, arson for profit. And then this thing about 6 million Jews being missed. You know what that was? That was a giant rendition by the OSS, not by the SS.
The OSS, yes.
Yeah, the Office of Strategic Services.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and that's where they got the idea at the CIA. That's where those 6 million people went.
you know, you're really not far off. sometimes their audacity and their chutzpah becomes almost comic, but it's not, because like I said at the outset of the program here, this is deadly, deadly serious business.
Mm-hmm.
This political realm, because you know what we're talking about is war and war profiteering,
mm-hmm.
and they have become the masters at it, as you've said.
Yeah,
it was right on this program that one of our callers dubbed Larry Silverstein of the World Trade Center fame as the God of Jewish Lightning, and I think perhaps that was an appropriate appellation, so to speak. All right, Steve, thanks
All
for
right.
your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening in. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're wrapping it up. See you here tomorrow night, God willing.